Well, as promised, let's now go once again to the Middle East, and in particular Jerusalem, just outside of Jerusalem, where we have our broadcast partner, Itamar Marcus. Itamar has a team there in Jerusalem. They monitor the Palestinian media. Now, their website is palwatch.org. You want to put that as a bookmark on your computer so that you can go there often. And why don't you go there and sign up for the news alerts that Itamar will send out? It'll be very helpful in keeping you informed as to what the Palestinian media is really saying, not only to the world, but what they're saying to their people. And Itamar, that's exactly what I want to talk about. The Israeli government has not only postponed, they have canceled this fourth prisoner release. And that means that it's over as far as releasing these Palestinian terrorists and murderers back to the streets. Now, talk to me just a moment. Brief those who are listening. How did this prisoner release all come about? And what have the Palestinian people been saying? They were supposed to, in like manner, come back and offer some concessions. Looks like they've done nothing. What are they saying to the people that are listening to the Palestinian media about what is really happening?
The Palestinian Authority did not want to come to peace talks. Unfortunately, we have seen for a number of years that the international community gives in to whatever the Palestinians ask for. And by giving in, they encourage the Palestinians not to negotiate with Israel. So they didn't want to come to peace talks. They wanted to keep going unilaterally, go to the UN, get recognized. But the United States wanted peace talks. So the United States pressured them, and they said they would only come if Israel released 104 terrorists, almost all of them murderers, who'd been in jail, all of them since before 1993. So these are the worst terrorists, murderers, and Israel, who was also pressured by the United States, agreed to give to release these prisoners just to start the peace talks. This was to be done in four different releases. Well, Israel did the first three, and as we're reaching the end of the process, Israel realized that this was a farce. In fact, we released a bulletin the other day which cited the spokesman for the Fatah, who said that the entire issue was really blackmail. He was proud. He said, "We blackmailed Israel into releasing the prisoners." In other words, they never intended to have a serious peace process. They just were threatening Israel with unilateral action so that Israel then gave away these prisoners. I wouldn't be surprised if that was one of the reasons that the Israeli government finally decided to really cancel, because it's so clear, it's so open now. The Palestinians never wanted to have real negotiations. They just wanted their terrorists released from prison, and when they called it blackmail, that was really the final step.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what the Secretary of State John Kerry must be thinking with the fact that these prisoners being released back to the streets are going to go back into terrorism, as the reason for their arrest would indicate that they are terrorists. They're not really eager, or is there any type of desire within them to have any coexistence in the Middle East? They just want all of the Jewish state as the Palestinian state. And that's basically what the Palestinian media continually is telling their people, is it not?
It is the case, and it's not just the media, it's official sources. There was the Fatah official Facebook page. So again, Fatah is Mahmoud Abbas's party. It's the mainstream. He's the head of the Palestinian Authority. His Fatah had a picture of a teacher, and on the blackboard was a map of all of Israel, and the teacher was teaching the children in the classroom. The words that they had the teacher say or were written on the blackboard were, "This is a number that is indivisible." And they were talking about the map of Israel, meaning what they call Palestine, erasing all of Israel, and it's indivisible. So that's the message that comes through regularly when they're putting it on Facebook. They're directing the message to the next generation, to their youth, and they're saying that Israel has to be destroyed. That's the only way to understand that. And this is why there never has been a serious peace process. And I think what just happened in the last 9 months proves again that the Palestinian Authority is involved in a major, major deception of the entire world.
Itamar, I also received one of your news alerts from palwatch.org that says the Palestinian Authority is making the accusation that Israel is planning to destroy Al-Aqsa Mosque. Now, do they just come along with this type of incitement once in a while to try to get the Palestinian terrorists excited about trying to take back the Temple Mount?
They have been saying this libel, that Israel wants to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Really, we have examples since 1997 on our website. This is an ongoing libel, and may I point out that there have been a number of major, major conflicts with Israel and the Palestinians because of this libel. The first one was when Israel opened, I think it was 1998, Israel opened up a tunnel under the Temple Mount area, an ancient tunnel that Israel had excavated, and allowed people to now see literally the base of the Western Wall. And this infuriated the Palestinians, so they created this accusation, and there was violence for a couple of days. I think 10 Israelis were killed, about 80, 90 Palestinians were killed. They've used the same libel to start the terror campaign, which they call Intifada, which lasted for 4.5 years and left 4,000 people dead, including 1,200 Israelis, mostly by suicide terror. What did they say? That Sharon defiled the Al-Aqsa Mosque by walking on the Temple Mount, and it was part of Israel's plan to want to eventually take over and destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque. When they use a libel that's that potent to a very religious Islamic Palestinian society, they know exactly what they're doing. They want to create religious hatred, so that people will be willing to eventually, at some point, go and fight and kill and be killed against Israelis.
You know, you were talking about that incident there with the Western Wall Tunnel. Actually, I believe it was in 1996 because I was in that Western Wall Tunnel at the time of the opening of it. Journalists living in Jerusalem were invited to be there with Dan Byatt, who had a major role in bringing that tunnel to the public so you could go by that water tunnel. It's really a water tunnel. Never went under the Temple Mount. It just went parallel with the Western Wall and then actually started moving away from the Western Wall at one point, but a beautiful tunnel, and many people visit that tunnel when they're in Israel today. But there it is. They're using anything they possibly can to incite and try to keep going that conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Itamar, that's one of the main reasons that we have to have you on the air with us to report what the Palestinian people are really saying, not what may be said to the English-speaking world. We thank you and your team for doing what you're doing. Appreciate it so much. And Itamar, thank you for being with us today. We look forward to another conversation in the near future.
Nice talking to you.